currently we're working on restructuring the junior age groups. Starting from next season, I'll be heading up all the age groups up to the under 11s. So we started off by this half term, we're going to be running some free sessions for the age groups from under 7s all the way through to under 11s. There's information about that on the website, on my Twitter feed, and people can contact me directly for information about that. So it's no obligation to join, just come along, see our environment, see how you feel about it, and get to know us.
And what are you hoping can be achieved ultimately by some of the youngsters who might come during half term or after that?
Enjoyment, see the environment that we're developing, and come and have a look and see if you want to develop in that environment, because I think that we can offer, especially where we're located, we can offer something with good facilities, good coaching, and a place to become supporters.
There are lots of kids who start off with the best intentions of saying, I want to play football, boys and girls, and they might be put off by maybe the next kid is better than them at football. Are you looking for people who might go forward and play for Brackley Town or more, or are you looking for people to participate in a sport?
Like I said, I'm football in the community. That's my role. So I'm all about trying to get youngsters to engage, enjoy the environment which Brackley offers. And if we offer a number of paths which you can go down. So as my role in football and community manager, we offer different prizes and competitions with schools which link to other roles that can take place in football clubs. So we have currently have a couple of lads on work experience with us as well from schools which are on the admin side of a football club. So there's plenty of advantages to being linked with us.
And do you think that, you know, because over the years, maybe not so much now, but certainly when I was growing up in this country, football had a bad reputation. You know, the fans, some of the players. Even now, people look at some of the Premier League players and say these, you know, overpaid and all the rest of it. I know it wasn't like that in your career. Before we go any further, but actually, are you in a role where actually it's an opportunity to prove how beneficial football can be to the wider community?
Most definitely, I hope so, and I hope that you see you'll get a lot of first team interaction with being involved with Brackley, and like you say, you see a side where most of our players do have jobs as well, so we can relate to the man who's coming to watch us play football as well.
Quick word about the football that you play for Brackley Town on a Saturday afternoon. You've got a bit of a struggle. I mean, having the club work so hard to get into the national leagues, you want to stay there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I've been here a few seasons now. I've been with Brackley at the highest they've ever been as a club. Had some good times. We unfortunately lost in the playoff final. Had a couple of good FA Cup runs. Avoided relegation on the last day last season. So, like you say, I've seen some ups and downs at the club here. But we're working hard to better our position at the moment.
Are you paying a little bit for the cup run earlier on in the season? Where even if it's not in terms of the games, but in terms of sort of the emotion of saying, you know, it wasn't that long ago we were playing in front of BBC Match of the Day cameras, and now we're in a struggle to stay in National League North.
No, I wouldn't say that, because I think the cup run was giving us confidence. We needed games to try and put things right. So, if anything, it was a shame going out of the cup, because it lost us a bit of momentum which we had at the time.
You need a win, though, don't you? Now,
most definitely, we need wins. We need results, not so much performances, because we've been performing. We just need results now. So hopefully we can start climbing up the table. At the moment, I've seen a couple of Watch United games recently, which I've really enjoyed, and it's good to see them up the top, and I think they'll go up this season.
It's a good, confident prediction. I mean, and that's the key, isn't it? Ultimately, you need to look around your dressing room going into the closing stages of the season and see enough talent to keep you in National League North, just as Oxford will be looking around to say, have we got the guys to get us up?
Absolutely, and looking around our change room at Brackley is, in terms of football, it's actually a bit of a crime that we're down that low. Safe to admit that. And we've, like I say, the players have got to do something about it.
Just before we let you go, just tell us about the other projects that you're doing away from what we've discussed so far.
At the moment, I'm in partnership with a few with schools, local authorities. We've had some funding from the National Lottery as well. So we've got disability football, which we'll be taking place in the summer. We have soccer schools which run girls' football in the Brackley area. So there's a number of projects, as along with our school clubs, which we deliver day to day. So there's a number of projects there, enough there to keep me busy.
It's a lot more busy than being a professional footballer, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just as fun.